Are there times in your life, and maybe in your prayer, you ask, or myself in particular, I ask, how did I get here? Or asking God, how did you get me here? Or why are you giving me this cross to carry? Or this pain or this suffering right now? I don't want it. I don't want it, O Lord. It's hard. Why? Why do you have to do it? And sometimes I feel like the prophet Jeremiah in my prayer, calling out to God, God, you have duped me. You have duped me. But I allowed myself to be duped. If God would let me know the consequences, the duties, and the responsibilities of being a priest, I wouldn't be a priest today. If he would let me know the responsibilities, the pains, and the worries of a pastor, I wouldn't be a pastor today. Some days, in my selfishness, I pray that, oh, how I wish that I could go back to the time of being a seminarian or being an associate where I could be carefree, could all the responsibilities fall on the priest or on the pastor. But again, to wish that is to wish something that very cowardice and to deny the cross that had been given us. And so, from time to time, whenever I pray, I look at the cross a lot. And I hear the same message that St. Paul have said in the first letter to the Corinthians. St. Paul have said, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with wisdom of human eloquence, so that the cross of Christ might not be empty of its meaning. We find the meaning of our life. We might find the meaning of discipleship. We find the meaning of who we are when we are able to partake in the cross, the suffering, the pains, and the love that Christ has for humanity. And some of you too, I would imagine, there are days that you would ask yourself, why did I get married? Why did I have children? Why did this thing happen to me? My husband doesn't understand me. My wife doesn't know my heart. Or my children always complain. In one way or another, we all have the cross to carry. And sometimes we wish upon ourselves that we would not carry that cross. But we have heard even in the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah that God sometime allowed the land, allowed his people to be degraded and to go into darkness and to go into trial. But at the end of the day, he will glorify them and lift them up. And how does he glorify and lift us up? By inviting us to be his disciples, by inviting us to follow him, by inviting us to carry the cross with him. And the invitation that the Lord Jesus has today in the gospel reading, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'll be the first to admit to you that sometime I'll ask the Lord, please take away the cross that you're giving me, the trials, the pains, or the loneliness that you have given me. Take them away so I would enjoy my life. But the Lord say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So what does repentance mean? Repentance or conversion mean to turn around from what we're thinking, from what is dividing us from God. What is taking our attention and our wholehearted devotion to God? Repent to mean to turn around from them and to be focused on God again. The focusing on God mean that we will have all the answers to what is going on? Probably not. Will it satisfy everything that we want? Probably not. Will it make us be at peace according to the worldly sense, which is the lack of trials or suffering or pain? Probably not. But it will give us the true joy, knowing that we are invited and are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ, to partake in the same love that He has for us by carrying the cross with Him. Today, He has invited the first disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. He invited them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." He didn't say, "Come after me and you will win the lottery. Come after me and I will give you a new truck." He's not Oprah or any game show host that will give you the prize to win. He just simply say, "Come after me and I will give and I will make you into fishers of men." The people who cast out the net, the people who invite other people, and the people who bring people back to the Lord. And how do we bring people back to God? By living what God has given us. By accepting the trials, the pains, the suffering, the blessings that He has given us in order to glorify Him there, now, and in the future. My brothers and sisters, Christianity is not easy. It never meant to be easy. As a matter of fact, people stop believing not because Christianity or the Christian faith is false. People leave the church or people leave God or stop believing because it is too hard. The saints have said, if we want to live for ourselves, then we cannot live for God. If we put ourselves, our goal, our ego, our agenda, our wanting first, then God has no space in our heart. So it's hard to be Christians, and it's hard to live the faith nowadays, and it's hard to carry the cross. I'm not here to make everything sound good or to give you an inspirational message by cheapening the cross. All I'm telling you here and now is that the Lord Jesus is at the cross with you, and He is carrying the cross with you and I. My brothers and sisters, more and more people have stopped believing because more and more people have stopped reflecting on what it means to die to oneself and to live for something that is greater. We talk about love a lot in the modern sense, but we don't really know what love is. Because love, the definition of love, is to will the good of the other. When we say we love someone, do we will the good of the other person yet or not? Are we willing to sacrifice ourselves to put them first yet or not? And love has to come first with God. Answering, responding, and following what He has invited us to do. It is so easy for us to give up on the faith whenever it becomes hard. But the faith is not just an inconvenience or a convenient choice. It's a life. It's a decision. It's a faithfulness. It's a perseverance. And it's an invitation of love. And that life of discipleship begins with us repenting, converting ourselves, and putting God first. I will tell you, thanks God that God has sent into my life Joy, my little dog. She keeps me company a lot, especially at night. Sometimes, you know, as a priest, I'm a human being. I feel lonely, and I ask the Lord, what will happen to me when I die? Will I have anyone next to me? Will there be anyone close to me at the moments of my death? Or there are days that I just feel that loneliness, and feel like there's no one there. And there are things that I cannot share with my family, nor to you, nor to anyone, because I don't want to make you worries, or my mom worries, especially my mom worries. And sometimes, all I can do is to carry them. And joy keep me company right there, and I say, thanks God for joy. Thanks God for always being there with me. And you too, there will be moments, even if you're married, there will be moments that you feel lonely, feel like you are alone, and no one understands. And it's okay. We will go through the dark nights. We will go through trials. We will go through sufferings. And we will go through doubts. But in those moments of doubts, in those moments of pains, in those moments of sufferings, in those moments of uncertainty, we have to ask ourselves, do I continue choosing to believe and to follow Him? Or do I simply abandon Him whenever it gets hard? My brothers and sisters, I have no real answer for you of what make you and I great Christians. But we can all try, and all we can do is to persevere and continue to grow with the grace that God has given us. Whatever is the situation, whatever is the challenge, or whatever is the blessing that He is giving us, He is also giving us enough grace to bear it, enough grace to grow, and enough grace to continue. So I pray for you and I today and for the rest of our lives, always have the ability to say yes to God when He is inviting us to come after Him, to come after Him, to follow Him, even if it's mean on the way to Calvary, on the way to Golgotha, on the way to the cross. Remember, you and I, we are not alone. God is with us, and He will never abandon us. For we are disciples who follow the Master. We are Christians who follow Christ, and we are the people of faith who follow the God who loves us.